This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. A crucial bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump is underway in Evian, France, on the sidelines of G7 Summit 2026. During the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi commended President Donald Trump for the progress in peace efforts in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India has consistently emphasized the importance of the freedom of navigation and all should work together to place a particular emphasis on it. The Prime Minister added that lakhs of Indian seafarers are on duty in different seas of the world in the sector of maritime trade and their safety is of utmost importance for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed a crucial working session themed Promoting Balanced, Inclusive and Sustainable Economic Growth for the Benefit of All at the ongoing G7 summit in Evian, France. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
In his address at the session, the Prime Minister underscored the need for international financial institutions to develop mechanisms that impart economic resilience to developing countries. He also proposed connectivity projects linking Africa, Latin America, and the Pacific Island countries. He also suggested the creation of international mobilization partnership for accelerating connectivity and trade, in which G7 capital, India's talent, and Global South's ownership could be combined. During the session, Mr. Modi also highlighted that tangible growth leads to inclusion and well-being of the people and spoke about India's growth story underpinned by Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Evian, France.
The high-level session was attended by G7 member nations, partner countries and key representatives from International Monetary Fund and the OECD. Mr. Modi also participated in a working launch focused on ensuring the safe, rapid and effective deployment of the artificial intelligence. This meeting brought together G7 member countries, partner nations and the CEOs of the leading AI companies to discuss the future of digital innovation. Indian Railways has approved the doubling of the 49-kilometre Adipur-Bhuj section in Gujarat at a cost of 493 crore rupees to enhance capacity and strengthen rail connectivity in Kutch region. Railways has also approved Sumatani Chikli Cord Line project in Maharashtra at a cost of 172 crore rupees to decongest Panvel Junction. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the functioning of the National Cyber Crime Helpline 1930 at a meeting in New Delhi and instructed the officials to revamp it. Mr. Shah also directed the officials to use artificial intelligence and multilingual support to facilitate ease of reporting. He directed the agencies to work closely with states to pivot each call to its logical and also asked to address the grievances arising out of freezing of bank accounts. Shiv Sena UBT Lok Sabha MPs Arvind Sawant and Anil Desai, along with Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Raut, today met Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla amid speculations that some of its party's MPs may cross over to another party. Shiv Sena UBT has 9 MPs in the Lok Sabha. Talking to the reporters in New Delhi after the meeting, Mr. Desai said that the party delegation submitted a representation to Mr. Birla highlighting provisions of the anti-defection law. The Indian Embassy in Oman has confirmed the repatriation of the mortal remains of 2 Indian nationals who lost their lives in the attack on MT Setebelo. In a social media post, the embassy said that the remains of Aditya Sharma and Shivanand Chaurasia have been brought back to India. In cricket, India has set a target of 403 runs for Afghanistan in their second ODI of the 3-match series in Lucknow. India were bowled out for 402 runs in 49.5 overs. In reply, Afghanistan were 170 for 5 in 30.2 overs in short while ago. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India were 137 for 1 in 14 overs against Netherlands in a Group A cricket match at Headingley in Leeds when reports last came in. Netherlands have won the toss and asked India to bat first. And that's the end of the news bulletin.